You probably know the story of Eastern Kentucky attorney Eric Kahn. He ran a big fraud for Social Security to get Social Security money. I do believe he is locked up these days. He had about 1,700 of his former clients had to go through hearings to reapply for their benefits, and about half of them lost. An attorney named Ned Pillersdorf in Prestonsburg, Kentucky, has been fighting on behalf of those folks and their benefits, people who lost them, and Ned joins us again. Mr. Pillersdorf, a pleasure to have you back on the radio.
I appreciate you having me, Terry.
The story is unbelievable. So many people who found themselves in a horrific situation without benefits because of Eric Kahn's misdeeds. And now, I guess, I saw your name pop up in the news because have there been a few changes now so that people can get another chance to get their lost disability payments reinstated?
We've finally got some good news after 7.5 years of litigation and literally hundreds of courts. We filed a class action on behalf of the 500 people who lost their benefits, and the SSA initially refused to reinstate him, even though the mass hearings they had were declared unconstitutional by every federal appellate court in the country. The SSA basically said they defaulted. And so these people who we've been most worried about, they've been without benefits for 6 years. We reached a settlement with the SSA, which was kind of historic. And suddenly the SSA went from treating the former Kahn clients as co-conspirators to the way I view the settlement we got is they're now treating them as victims, which they truly are. Here's the settlement. We didn't get everything we wanted, but here's the settlement. The 500 people who lost their benefits 6 years ago, if they ask for a new hearing, they get their benefits reinstated now. And if they win the new hearing, they get 6 years' worth of back pay. And if you start to run the numbers on that, these people who have been beyond desperate, they're looking at getting $100,000, $150,000 each. You know, just do the math. 6 years of back pay, you were drawing $1,500 a month, you're close to $100,000. So, you know, it's been a lot of dark days up here in Appalachia for these people. I've been real worried about them. And, you know, you shouldn't say Ned Pillersdorf been doing all this. This has been the greatest influx of volunteer lawyers in the history of this nation.
But you organized it, and you're the guy, you've been stirring the pot, and you had to on behalf of these people. Didn't some people take their own lives? They were so forlorn over this case?
Oh, yeah, we've had at least 4 suicides, a lot more. I mean, it's been a tough 7.5 years, and but I finally see a light at the end of the tunnel. And I think, you know, why did suddenly, after 7.5 years, the SSA, they wouldn't back down. We litigated everywhere. And by the way, we won everywhere. The hearings they put these people through, just so your listeners will understand, it's really a throwback to the days of Joe McCarthy. Every hearing started out by saying, well, you're a former Kahn client, and as a result of your guilt by association, there's a secret finding of fraud that you can't challenge, and any evidence that Kahn submitted on your behalf is automatically inadmissible. We have killed that law, and we've killed it. We went to Sixth Circuit, Seventh Circuit, Fourth Circuit, and the SSA abandoned their last appeal in the 11th Circuit. So, by the way, that ruling has helped Social Security recipients across the country, and we're real proud of it. You know, what changed everything? I think the last time you had me on, Terry, was about the time the Big Kahn documentary was premiering.
That's right. Exactly.
And, you know, the SSA has not told me this, but I know for 7 years they wouldn't talk to us about settlement, but literally while we were flying out to Hollywood for the grand premiere, started getting emails they want to talk settlement. And this week, it's over. We have a final settlement document. And, you know, these 500 people, if they ask for a new hearing, get their benefits back. But we are going to make clear to these 500 people, if your claim was never legitimate or bogus, we don't want anything to do with you. You know, we've got limited resources. We've had, I think, 140 volunteer lawyers swarm in. You know, on the other hand, these are the 500 people we've been most worried about.
Yeah.
So, you know, finally, you know, and the other thing is, the SSA is under new leadership. President Biden last year fired the head of the SSA and fired the deputy director. And suddenly they're a lot more agreeable. And actually, 5 minutes before I got on the call, I got a call from the lead lawyer for the SSA, and I thanked him for this settlement agreement. It's not everything we wanted, but I think it's a fair settlement, and the reaction here locally is just a huge sigh of relief.
Well, I would guess so, particularly these people that have exhausted all means of supporting themselves over these years and have probably had to live with others and who knows what else to just make it, to get along. This has to be a glorious bit of news.
Well, you know, we don't say glorious. We've had suicides, and I don't know, attempted suicides. And I think if you watch the documentary or the podcast, I think at one point I had forgotten I said this, but apparently I've been running a suicide hotline for 7 years, which is kind of true. I'm a lawyer. You know, what do you do when, you know, you get a Facebook message or an email that I can't take this anymore and I'm going to kill myself? You know, what do? I'm a lawyer. I'm not a mental health professional. But we've been dealing with that stuff. You know, they have, you know, and I say the old regime of the SSA, they have picked on the most economically vulnerable people in the most impoverished area of the nation. And I'd say the majority of these people are dealing with mental illness from to begin with. Having said all that, I've been very critical of the SSA for 7 years. You know, I've said they hijacked this agency that FDR created to look out for the least among us, and they've unleashed this agency against my vulnerable neighbors. But like I said, there's a new sheriff in town, and I like the new leadership of the SSA, and this is a wonderful settlement for us. It's a 9 out of 10. It's not everything we wanted, but, you know, hopefully we see a light at the end of the tunnel.
How are these people contacted, since some of them have surely had to scatter to other places in order to survive?
That's one of the real bizarre problems we've had. The clients don't understand this. You know, myself and other law firms, we filed this lawsuit on behalf of these 500 people. Terry, we don't know who they are. We know about, you know, 20 or 30 of them. But everything with SSA is confidential. And I'm convinced to this day, more than 400 of these people have no idea that 3 years ago we filed the class action trying to get their benefits back. So we've been asking the media to publicize this. Part of the interesting agreement with the SSA is they won't give us the names and addresses of these people.
Interesting.
Part of the agreement is the SSA will mail them notices. You know, and today, you know, my law office is getting calls from con clients, is my name on the list? And they're not liking the answer we're giving them. We don't know. But, you know, so that's why we're trying to get the word out that, you know, there may be truly disabled people living up some holler in Pike County or on the West Virginia border who are, you know, truly disabled, lost their benefits 6 years. And we want them to know that if they ask for a new hearing, their benefits are reinstated now.
So they have to go.
And we're trying to get the word out.
They have to go to Social Security office somewhere and let them know they're here and they want their hearing.
Actually, they're all going to get letters.
Okay.
And they're all going to basically return the letter and said, I want a hearing. Give them the direct deposit information so the money starts hitting their accounts every month.
It's a matter
so
of whether...
hopefully that'll ease a lot of these burdens for my vulnerable neighbors up here.
Yeah, and they have a forwarding address if they move somewhere. That's another challenge, too.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, the last contact SSA had with these people is 6 years ago.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying to get the word out. You know, we only have one CVS affiliate here in the mountains in Hazard. And, you know, a lot of people watch Huntington Television The CBS affiliate in Hazard has done a good job covering all this, but I say most of the people around here don't watch CBS affiliate in Hazard. Hmm. So it's been a real challenge getting the word out.
Well, Mr. Pillersdorf, we're going to put it up on our social, and hopefully it'll make a connection for more people that have been adrift. And I appreciate your dogged work on behalf of all this.
Well, it's not me. You know, it's the Volunteer Lawyer Network. You know, the best part of this awful debacle has been how the lawyers streamed in from all over the country. And it is true, this has been the biggest influx of volunteer lawyers in the history of this nation. It's gone on for 7.5 years, but that's been the best part of this, that, you know, no doubt Eric Hahn has done incalculable damage to my profession, to Social Security recipients. And, you know, I tell everybody, when the history of this is written, spend more time talking about the volunteer lawyers who came in to help these defenseless people. And, you know, I love them, and they've been great.
All right, Ned, great talking to you again.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
You betcha. Ned Pillersdorf, live from his office in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. And again, if you know someone who was connected to the Eric Kahn case who lost their Social Security benefits, they have a chance at another hearing now, so they need to – I guess there's going to be something coming in the mail, but you can, you know, take the horse by the reins and contact Social Security as well, and see if you can't find your way back through that. Ned Pillersdorf again in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. Back in a minute on News Radio 840 WHAS.